speaking with Eddie Clark, head coach of the Star Valley Braves wrestling team. Coach Clark, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime.
Coach Clark, you and I have had a chance to talk just a couple of times here in this early going of the season. And one of the things I think that's kind of stood out even before the actual schedule started, which was this last week at the Braves Brawl, was the energy level that that you felt like your guys were bringing to the mat. Talk to us about this particular team and some of the energy that they're bringing.
You know, we're pretty young. I mean, and that has its upsides and its downsides, and it means they got a lot of things to learn but they're excited. You know, it's just interesting. They're just really eager to learn. They're being really coachable. It's really easy to work with kids when they're excited to be helped. And I think the key to being successful in any type of thing is to be coachable. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's football, basketball, wrestling, whatever it is. You know, as a parent, if you could tell your kid one thing to help them be successful, that's to be coachable. And I think that applies to life as well, because when you need help, get help. So it's perfect.
You know, you have a lot of experience coming back, three returning state champs, which you said that's never happened in your coaching career before. You got Kimball and Tell Perry. You got Cooper Burke. You also got just an absolute horse of a human being, Grant Thompson. He wrestled up a couple weights this last week. But you also have a lot of guys who made the state tournament. A lot of them placed. Some of them were just outside the placing round. And you have a lot of those guys back that are kind of ready to take that next step and get on the podium.
Yeah, you know, we have the three state champs, and then we have one state returning state place winner, and that's, I mean, that's it. But we have, like you said, we have a bunch of kids, and I mean a bunch of kids that are just, we're one step off the podium. And so those kids are fired up, and they want to get on the podium. So I think that's part of the excitement. Instead of letting it beat them down, it's got them fired up.
Let's talk about this opening weekend, because your team, quite honestly, at least on paper, score-wise, they put up some points. The Braves Brawl went undefeated in that dual format tournament. Your thoughts on the Brawl and maybe some of the highlights that stood out to you team-wise and individuals?
I was surprised that we handled things as well as we did. You know, I thought we'd get a couple closer duels, but when we got things rolling, we just kind of kept them rolling, and that was a lot of fun. The kids were excited about it. They're fired up going into this next week, which is going to be really tough. I mean, we're heading down to Viewmont, which is typically one of the better tournaments down in Utah. It's interesting. I visited with one of the coaches that they have the same issues we do. It's Christmas break. You know, their school's let out today or are letting out tomorrow. So they're, you know, you lose a few kids here and there heading to Christmas because their families have obligations, and we get it. So it's not a problem. It's just is what it is. And so some of the weights will be really loaded. Some won't be as loaded as they thought they were going to be. So, you know, it's going to be kind of a mixed bag down there.
And you talk about this Viewmont tournament. You've got you got some big schools. I mean, obviously Star Valley's not exactly, you know, the smallest fish in the pond. But you're talking schools that are two and three times bigger than Star Valley that are going to be on the mat down here at Viewmont.
Yeah, a lot of the schools have as many kids in a graduating class as we have in our whole high school. So that's the fun of it, is to go down and compete against those big Utah schools. And Utah is one of the better wrestling states in the country right now. I mean, you look at all the talent coming out of Utah and kind of how USA Utah wrestling has things set up. And that's why a lot of our kids go down there and play in the freestyle down there in the spring and some of those things, and the entire state of Utah being connected to the Sandersons. And then now UVU, they've added the Adam Hall, who's an all-star for Boise State, and then was the associate head coach at NC State, which is a top five in the country NCAA wrestling school every year. And so Utah's got a lot of good wrestling going on in it. So it's just fun to go down and you know, we've talked about this for years. You know, steel sharpens steel. So let's go get after it.
Coach, is this year 26 at Star Valley, or am I off one?
No, 26.
Okay. I'm used to 20, being wrong, so.
No, 26 years here, 36 overall. So
what are some of the things that maybe you would go back and tell Eddie Clark 26 years ago as he took this Star Valley job?
You know, it was funny. This was I had plans. My plan was this was a stop on the way up a ladder. And you know, it was interesting as I got here and I got to know Richard Hoops and our community and a lot of the people around it, that the biggest thing I would like to go back and tell myself is relax, and bigger isn't always better. You know, cause there's, you know, I was looking for bigger things, and bigger isn't better. I'm coming to find out a lot of those guys that are doing the things that I wanted to do didn't end up with the opportunities to be family men because their job chewed up their time and all those things. So Star Valley's been a blessing for me and my family, and you know, you've got to appreciate all that it's been for us.
Well, obviously a big a great hire for the community as well. You and Christy both and your two boys. Eddie, talk to us a bit about what you got coming up to start the new year, and maybe some of the tricks that you have to kind of embed in your kids' heads as they go through the holidays, because obviously, for those that aren't necessarily wrestling fans, it's a really tricky time of year to say, oh, by the way, go enjoy the holidays, but don't enjoy them quite so much.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So we, you know, our kids, the kids that are serious about it, the kids who are a lot of the varsity kids, were shedding a few pounds and some of those things. They'll go relax a little bit and. You know, we'll work. They know, they understand, they can gain some, but they can't just go crazy. And the nice thing is when we come back, we'll have a week and a half of practice to kind of work it back off. And the tournament formats we're going to right after Christmas aren't duels. So if someone can't make the weight, then we just take our time and get them back down there. That's one of the things I think I've learned with time is that if someone needs a little more time to get there, okay, let's take a little more time. You know, it's only important we have them there at the end when we need them. I mean, no one cares who won the Richardson Memorial. They care who won the state tournament. So that's kind of the focus.
Coach, obviously some of your goals, you're always aiming for the top of the podium. What are some of the things that maybe aren't quite as tangible that for our listeners that you'd like to see out of your team this year?
I want to see each kid achieve their individual goals. What they thought was where they should get, what would be a good accomplishment. And if we do that, we'll be in the hunt. I mean, it's going to be tough because Thunder Basin brings back a bunch. Cheyenne East didn't graduate much. And of course Sharon will be good again. But Thunder Basin just, you know, they didn't graduate a lot. So they bring back so many points. So they're going to be the team everyone's chasing. And so we just got to relax, get better every week, focus on our own personal goals, focus on us, not worry about anyone else. And we'll be fine.
All right, Coach Eddie Clark, just kind of into the first couple of weekends of your 26th year here at Star Valley High School. Coach Clark, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to touch on before we let you go?
No, I just want to thank everyone who helps us out. You know, our custodians are working hard cleaning the mats. Everyone who helps out with the program. You know, Christy, I like to thank Brian Nichols, helping run the Braves Brawl every year, and Rob Erickson, who's doing a fine job as our AD and helping us go and do the things we need to do. And you know, all the people that support us, because without them, you know, this isn't a one man thing. You know, my assistant coaches, you know, it's, we're real fortunate where we're at. And we need to take time and reflect on that as well.
Well said, head coach Eddie Clark of the Star Valley Braves. Coach Clark, thank you very much. Good luck this weekend.
You bet.
At that Viewmont tournament.
All right. You have a good one.